U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly ordered an attack on Iran on Thursday, but then he pulled back. The president had approved attacks on a handful of Iranian targets. Those targets included radar installations and missile batteries, and the operation was reportedly underway with ships in place and planes in the air before Trump did an about-face and canceled it.
And just 24 hours ago, last night, the U.S. was within minutes of striking Iran, but President Trump suddenly stopping the strike before it could happen.
Hello, everyone. This is Gold Eagle. Today, we're going to talk about why Trump decided not to attack Iran after the drone incident. According to Iranian officials, in June 20, 2019, 4:05 a.m. local time, Iranian air defense shot down an American RQ-4 Global Hawk surveillance drone after it allegedly violated Iranian airspace for several times. However, American officials were insisting that the drone was flying over international airspace. Nevertheless, the next day, the remains of the drone was recovered from inside Iranian territorial waters, backing up Iranian statement. Following these events, it was claimed that Trump called off retaliatory attacks on Iranian radars and air defense sites, only 10 minutes before the initiation.
We are learning more tonight about those tense moments that could have escalated tensions with Iran even further.
Were planes in the air?
No, we're about ready to go.
Yeah.
No, but they would have been pretty soon. And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians. They said, came back, said, sir, approximately 150. And I thought about it for a second. I said, you know what? They shot down an unmanned drone. Mm-hmm. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people. And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
Now, it's not clear why the president would receive details about the potential casualties with just 10 minutes to spare. Does that make sense that he would only be hearing about that number then?
No, that defies credibility. In fact, we, in our reporting, you know, he was given hours earlier when presented with a number of options. He was given like a rough estimate as to what the casualty count could be.
150 people, the disproportionate casualty rate Trump has stated as his main reason to cancel the attack, seems to be an overestimation for a strike on air defense sites. So, what did actually make Trump to avoid war with Iran, referring to it as
a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back?
United States has the largest and the most sophisticated military force in the world. So what does concern US the most about Iran?
Iran is not Syria or Iraq. It's a big, rich, sophisticated country with an ancient culture and a cohesive population. In some ways, it's an impressive place, not at all like the chintzy prefab capitals of the Arab world, like Riyadh or Dubai. We could beat Iran, but it would not be easy. It would cost trillions of dollars. Many thousands of Americans likely would die.
The Iranians, they don't have cruisers and frigates, but they do have drones and little patrol boats.
Big warships are almost, they're vulnerable to it. What do you do if a swarm of boats come out?
Well, you have a sunk carrier at that point. I mean, I don't think Americans can fathom losing it. We haven't lost a carrier since World War II.
Yes. Now, do you know where they got the drone technology?
Well, I'd say us. They were forced landing of one of our drones about 4 or 5 years ago at this point.
They took control. They electronically took control of one of our drones and brought it down and then reverse engineered it.
One thing that our viewers and listeners need to understand about this situation with Iran is we're not dealing with some sort of backwoods, power that you'll barely out of the Stone Age. Iran is capable of long-range missile strikes. They have a formidable Navy presence there in the Strait.
Iranian Guard is no joke.
They are technologically advanced. They are not going to be a pushover.
No.
And any conflict that we go into with them, Rick, is not going to be, we're chasing them through the caves.
It's not going to be Iraq. It's not going to be Iraq.
It's not going to be Iraq or Afghanistan. This is going to be a technology war.
An 80 million nation, Iran is a large country with a mountainous terrain at great strategic depth, which makes it ideal for an isometric warfare. Under these mountains, Iran has lots of underground facilities protecting its military assets and personnel from most of aerial threats. Iran also controls one of the most important energy passages around the world, the Strait of Hormuz. As soon as eruption of a war, this narrow strait would get closed, so bad news for the world's economy. Iranian armed forces are equipped, organized, and trained to fight a long-lasting isometric warfare with a much more superior invading force. Iran also has a key capability that none of the countries were previously attacked by the United States used to possess, which is the ability of Iran to fight and target enemies beyond its own borders. Due to decades of sanctions, Iran has been unable to buy much of weapons. That's why Iran's air force is aging. Although Iranian technicians managed to keep the fighter jet fleet operational and even upgrade some of them with glass cockpit, advanced weapons and avionics, they still won't have a chance against the modern air force. Iran has decided to cover this problem with something else: a large stockpile of high precision missiles, drones, and an integrated multi-layer air defense network. Iran could use this huge inventory of ballistic and cruise missiles to target numerous US military bases, vessels, and economic interests of the United States and its allies in the region. Due to their high accuracy and large numbers, they can outnumber and overpass most missile defense systems, hitting runways, fuel and ammunition depots, aircraft shelters, and even parked aircrafts, inflicting major damages and reducing the chance of air superiority for the enemy, knocking their air bases unoperational. Iran is also among the top drone manufacturers, thanks to technologies Iranians were able to obtain from the captured American RQ-170 Sentinel. Iran is now able to produce stealth UCAVs with flying wing design, such as Shahed-191. This drone was successfully used in a joint missile and drone strike on ISIS possessions in Syria, in retaliation to a terrorist attack on military parade in the city of Ahvaz back in September 2018. The drones were able to fly all the way from Iran to Syria, hitting ISIS targets just a few miles away from US bases without them noticing. In March 2019, Iran exercised a swarm attack of over 50 drones, destroying their targets with smart bombs over the Strait of Hormuz. The same tactics could be used at sea, where swarms of small fast attack boats, each armed with two cruise missiles, would overrun any modern warship and sophisticated defensive layers. Land-based launchers including the unique anti-ship ballistic missiles such as Persian Gulf and Hormuz 2, would also pose a serious threat to naval vessels in the region, especially the aircraft carriers. Iran locally produces most of its needed radars and air defense systems. Sardar Khordad, the fully mobile system that shut down the RQ-4, is just one example. Iran also produces a wide variety of radars, including over-the-horizon or OTH radars, which makes it available for Iran to monitor air and sea traffic hundreds of kilometers beyond its borders. In order to avoid enemy air defense suppression missions, Iran uses different passive systems, which can track and engage targets without emitting radar signature, using both passive radar receivers and infrared electro-optical sensors. Iran also has demonstrated high capacity in electronic warfare. Hacking and taking control of American drones is the most notable example. Finally, if they decide to put boots on the ground, Iranian forces equipped with 50 caliber sniper rifles and guided anti-tank missiles in almost every squad would be ready to confront the invading troops in the mountainous terrain mentioned before. The casualties of such confrontation would be beyond any anticipation, regardless of how advanced the invading forces are. Any attack on Iran would be soon out of control and could drag the whole region or maybe the whole world into conflict. One may start a war, but they won't be the one who ends it. The cost and casualties of war would be catastrophic for both sides, with almost no benefit. This is the main strategy of Iran to avoid a war. Make the costs higher than one can afford, then there won't be any war in the first place. That's what is called as the strategy of deterrence. Thanks for watching, hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have any comments, please leave them below. If you enjoy my videos, please subscribe my channel. Have a good time. Gold Eagle out.